Hello, and welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro and Associates. Get ready for another action-packed episode from our team that will help you save time, taxes, and keep more money in your pocket.
Hello, small business owners, and welcome to another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. My name is Mike Jezoshek. I'm a CPA and founder over at Jetro, which is a digital accounting firm servicing small business owners exclusively, helping them with bookkeeping, taxes, and payroll. Now, on this episode, I want to go down a different direction from our typical tax tips and bookkeeping tips and look at something a little bit deeper. And this is the idea of giving back to those that are less fortunate. And now, running a business definitely isn't easy. People get stuck into thinking about how they can grow quicker, why they're not growing fast enough, dealing with possibly employee issues, dealing with various fires that they have to put out throughout their business. And so running a business isn't easy. And a lot of times we can get stuck thinking on some of these negative things and negative areas in our business where we're not quite where we want to be in that journey. And we're just kind of down that road. And I think sometimes we need to take some time to sit back and look at what we've built. Look at what you've built. Look at what you're building. And just know that there are others out there that are less fortunate from you. Others that are not able to do that, are stuck in somewhere in their season of life where they're just not in a situation where they can kind of be in that position that you are. And I think by doing that, it really kind of brings it to tuition on that as a business owner, we're fortunate people. We get to determine our destiny. And that's where we have to take, I think it's a good idea to take some time to give back to those that are less fortunate. The fulfillment that you can receive from giving to others is endless. And oftentimes, that fulfillment and that good deed that you're making to help those that are less fortunate doesn't end with you. It can go on to your clients. You can motivate your clients to do something similar. And so that's why I want to kind of take this episode this week to just go down a different direction and kind of give you a little bit of a story about what we did this tax season. So this tax season, we made a commitment that for every tax return that we file, we're going to donate food. We're going to rescue food. And so we worked with a company, an organization that works with restaurants. And so what they do is they work with these restaurants for any unused food or food that's just going to be thrown away. They work with these restaurants to collect it so that they can then give that food away to the homeless. And so with this tax season and kind of that commitment that we made as a firm, we were able to donate over 1,600 meals and 2,000 pounds of food. And, you know, one thing that we made it in our commitment is that we tied that back to our clients and we let our clients know that, hey, by you coming to us, you're part of that stat. You're part of that gift that we were able to make. And what that has done is encouraged some of our clients to say, hey, maybe I should do something like that. Maybe we should tie some of the business success that we've had or big wins that we've had in our business to a donation and tie it back to our clients, because it motivates not only you, your employees, but it also motivates your clients and everyone else around you. Seeing the good things that you're doing to help others, it lets them know, hey, this isn't just a business. This is people that care. These are people that are looking to make good in the world while also run and grow their business. So I just want to kind of explain that setup where really when you start to give to others and start to tie it to your actual business or various successes in your business, there's a lot of good deeds that can come from that. And it doesn't just end with your donation. That can be spread across many other people donating as well. So think about that. Think of a way or somewhere in your business where you can tie a giving. And that giving can be as big or as small as you want it to be. But just the fact that you're making a point to help out those that are less fortunate is a great way to show others around you, your clients, your employees, your family, that you care about others and that you want to take any successes that you've had in your business and give back. So that's, again, we took a little bit different route on this week's episode, but I want to calm down and tell you the story that we experienced by doing that with our firm. And hopefully it encourages you to do the same in your company as well. So that's all I have for this week's episode. Again, check out our website, www.taxsavingspodcast. We have a lot of great resources on there where you can go and check our most recent episodes. You can also find extra items if you want to take what we discuss here and really dive deeper. Some of the things on our website include a link to our Facebook group, information on our free bookkeeping, payroll, and tax strategy training program, as well as a free 15-minute consultation. So if you want to learn about tax strategies that we can implement for your specific situation, there's a free 15-minute consultation where we can do a full tax understanding of your business. So you can, again, find our podcast website at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. Also, join our Facebook group where we share tons of value, and you also have the opportunity to bring up situations in that Facebook group or problems that you're facing, and we can help you out. We can help you out, get you past that issue. You can join simply by searching in Facebook for Small Business Tax Secrets, and there should be a group that pops up that you can go ahead and join. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, I just ask that you please leave a review on whatever platform you may listen to us on and share with other business owners. We want to give this information out. We want to help out all business owners out there, whatever stage in their business they might be in. If there's a specific topic that you want us to touch on, shoot me an email. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up in our group. However you may be able to contact me, let me know so that we can put that on our schedule to touch on in a future episode. Again, thank you for tuning into this week's episode. I will see you next week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro & Associates. If you have any questions, feel free to email them, tax@jetrotax.com. We have packages for small business owners starting at just $75 a month. If you enjoyed our podcast, please take the time out to give us a 5-star review in iTunes or wherever you listen. This helps us to bring you useful tips to help you grow your small business. Thanks for listening and have a great day.